Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 lesson on carving atmosphere by moving from session view into arrangement view for jungle and old school DNB vibes. In this lesson, we're not just throwing loops on a timeline, we're building a small idea, jamming with it in session view, then shaping it into a full arrangement that has tension, space, impact, and that dusty, classic drum and bass feel. If you're new to this workflow, don't worry, we'll keep it beginner friendly, but still make it sound proper. The big idea here is simple. Session view is your sketchpad and arrangement view is your screenplay. In session view, you're trying out clips, energy, and vibe. In arrangement view, you decide when the listener gets pressure, when they get release, and when the atmosphere opens up. Let's start by setting the scene. Open a new set in Ableton Live 12 and set your tempo to around 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot for jungle and old school DNB. Now create a few tracks. You want drums, bass, an atmospheric pad, a vocal or texture track, an FX track, and if you want, a second bass layer or reese for extra weight. Also set up return tracks for reverb and delay. That gives you the tools to build depth without flooding every channel with effects. For the drums, load in a classic breakbeat, ideally something Amen style if you have it. If you're slicing it, great. If not, you can loop it as audio. The important thing is to keep the rhythm recognizable. In this style, the break should still feel like a break, even after processing. That recognizable groove is part of the identity. A simple drum chain could be EQ8, saturator, glue compressor, and drum bus. Use EQ8 to clean out the low rumble, maybe high pass around 30 to 40 Hz. Then use saturator to add a little grit, glue compressor for tightness, and drum bus if you want a bit more punch and crunch. Don't overdo it. We want dusty and energetic, not smashed into a brick. Now for the bass. Start simple. You do not need a giant complicated sound to make this work. A subline following the root notes can already do the job. Or you can use a reese style patch if you want a little more movement. A good beginner bass chain is wave-eatable or operator into auto filter, then saturator, EQ8, and maybe a compressor for sidechain if the low end gets crowded. Keep the bass a little unstable. That's part of the old school flavor. Add subtle filter movement, a little detune, and maybe automate the cutoff very gently. Think of the bass as breathing, not shouting. It should support the groove and add tension, not fight the drums. Next comes atmosphere, and this is where the track starts to feel alive. Load a pad or textured sample and make it wide, deep, and slightly haunting. A nice chain here could be drift, chorus ensemble, reverb, echo, and EQ8. Use slow attack and gentle detune on the synth. Add subtle width with chorus ensemble, then let reverb and echo create space. High pass the pad so it stays out of the low end, maybe around 150 to 300 Hz, depending on the sound. This is an important teacher note. The atmosphere should support the groove, not hide it. Beginners often fill every gap with sound, but in jungle and DNB, restraint makes the drop hit harder. Leave room for the drums to breathe. Now let's build a few scenes in session view. Think in energy lanes. Every sound should either push forward, hold the groove, or create space. If it doesn't clearly do one of those jobs, simplify it. Make a scene for the intro. Keep it sparse. Maybe just the pad, some filtered drums, a bit of vinyl noise or jungle ambience, and no full bass yet. The point is to create anticipation. Then make a build scene. Add more drum detail, a bass tease, maybe a short vocal texture or an FX sweep. This scene should feel like it's gathering momentum. Then make a drop scene. Ring in the full drums and full bass. Keep the atmosphere lighter here so the groove can punch through. After that, create a breakdown scene. Pull out the kick and bass, let the pad and textures take over, maybe add a big reverb tail or a reverse sound. This is where the track gets cinematic. If you want, duplicate your drop scene and make a variation. Change the last two bars, remove one kick, add snare pickup, or mute the bass for half a bar. That kind of small variation goes a long way in jungle and old school DNB. You do not need to rewrite the whole part. Often, just changing the ending of a phrase is enough to make the track feel alive. Now here's the key workflow moment. Turn on arrangement recording and jam your scenes in real time. This is where session view becomes a performance tool. Launch the intro scene and let it run for 8 bars. Then move to the build for another 8 bars. Then hit the drop for 16 bars. Then go into the breakdown for 8 bars. And finally return to the drop with a little variation. Use scene launch quantization at 1 bar or 2 bars so your transitions land cleanly and musically. Do not worry about perfection here. You're capturing a musical map first. You can refine the details later. Once you've recorded that performance, switch to arrangement view. Now the session view idea becomes a real track shape. This is where you carve the story. Start by checking the section structure. You want the intro to feel like space and anticipation, the build to feel like pressure, the drop to feel bigger, the breakdown to create contrast, and the second drop to bring variation. If everything is full all the time, nothing feels big, so intentionally remove elements. Trip the bass for a bar. Thin out the drums before a hit. Let a reverb tail hang into silence. That contrast is what makes the arrangement work. Now automate. Automation is where you really carve the atmosphere. Automate the filter cutoff on the pad so it slowly opens during the intro. Make it feel like the fog is lifting. Then, as the drums enter, high pass it a bit more so it stays out of the way. On the bass, automate the cutoff for a short tease before the drop. On the drums, you can automate a filter or volume to make the break feel like it's being revealed. And on your vocal or texture tracks, automate reverb send so the breakdown blooms into a wide wash. The goal is movement. In this style, stack loops can work as a foundation, but the arrangement needs life. Tiny changes every few bars can make a huge difference. A few classic transition tricks work really well here. Try a reverse cymbal into the drop. Try a snare fill right before a scene change. Try a filter drum loop rising into full range. Try a vocal chop with a delay throw. And do not underestimate one beat of silence before the drop. Silence is powerful. It makes the re-entry hit harder. You can also use beat repeat for a quick jungle-style stutter. Put it on a drum return or a drum track. Keep the grid short, and automate it for just the last beat before a transition. That little moment of glitch can make the edit feel handmade and energetic. Now let's talk about the low end, because this is where a lot of beginners lose control. Atmosphere should never ruin the bass. Keep the sub clean and centered. High pass your pads and textures. Avoid too much reverb on the bass itself. If the kick and bass are fighting, use sidechain compression or reduce competing low mids in the atmosphere track. A useful cleanup chain on bass is EQ8, then a compressor with sidechain if needed, then saturator. If the bass feels weak, don't just boost it. Check whether the pad or reverb is masking it. Usually the fix is subtraction, not more volume. For a darker, heavier feel, try layering a dirty copy of the break underneath a cleaner one. You can distort the copy, filter it darker, and blend it low in the mix. That gives you weight and texture while keeping the original groove readable. And for atmospheres, adding a little grit with redux or subtle frequency shifting can make them feel eerie and haunted, which fits jungle really well. One more arrangement tip. Keep one anchor element recognizable through the track. It could be the main break rhythm, a bass motif, a recurring vocal hit, or a signature atmo stab. That anchor helps the listener stay oriented while you keep evolving everything else. Also, do not make the breakdown too long. Beginners often overdo it. For this style, a shorter breakdown can actually hit harder. 4 bars can be enough if the tune is high energy. 8 bars works well if you want a deeper reset. If the tension starts fading, you've probably held it too long. As you polish the arrangement, ask yourself a few questions. Does the intro create tension? Does the drop feel bigger than the build? Is there enough variation every 8 or 16 bars? Do the atmospheres breathe around the drums? Are the transitions tight and musical? If the answer is no, simplify or automate more. Here's a good beginner exercise. Build a 32-bar DNB edit at 172 BPM using one breakbeat, one bass sound, one atmosphere layer, one texture or vocal sample, and one transition effect. Make 4 scenes in session view: intro, build, drop, and breakdown. Record your performance into arrangement view, then shape the section so the first 8 bars are sparse, the next 8 build tension, the next 8 hit hard, and the last 8 breathe again. Add one transition effect, like a reverse crash, a snare fill, or a beach repeat stutter. The challenge is to make the breakdown feel deep and cinematic without losing that jungle edge. And here's the main takeaway from this lesson. In DNB, atmosphere is not just background. It is part of the arrangement story. You are not just placing sounds. You are carving space, tension, and release. Session view helps you test the vibe. Arrangement view helps you shape the journey. When you use both together, even a simple loop can turn into something that feels deep, dark, and alive. So remember, build simple clips, use scenes to create energy changes, record your session view performance into arrangement view, automate your filters and effects, and keep the low end clean and powerful. That's how you start making jungle and old school DNB edits that really move. Nice work. Next time, we can take this even further with a beginner template, a checklist, or a full track layout for jungle DNB.